This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois House approved a $53 billion state budget early this morning, but passing the revenue package to help pay for it was difficult. The spending plan increases education funding, fully funds next year's state pension payment, and pays for dozens of local district projects, also known as PORC. State Representative John Cabello of Rockford says Republicans didn't get any of these. They were shut out of the process again.
Our taxpayers deserve the same treatment of being able to look at projects. But how are we supposed to give them to you if you don't bring us to the table?
It took lawmakers three tries and more than 2 hours to pass the revenue package, which includes a tax hike on sports wagering, finally approving it at around 4:45 a.m. The spending plan now goes to Governor J.B. Pritzker, who says he looks forward to signing it. In other state house news, Illinoisans will likely pay a little less at the grocery store soon. State lawmakers approved eliminating the 1% tax starting in 2026. Shoppers can expect to save $2 on a grocery bill of $200 worth of eligible products. But the state is going to let local cities and towns impose their own tax up to 1% without going to voters for approval. That doesn't sit well with Republican State Representative Brad Holbrook.
There is no excuse for the House of Representatives to be eliminating protections for local taxpayers just so the governor can tout a political victory for his grocery tax.
Things sold in grocery stores like alcohol, soda, and candy are not subject to the grocery tax and would not be affected. The measure now goes to Governor J.B. Pritzker, who suggested eliminating the tax during his budget address in February. Chicago Public Schools made public yesterday how much funding individual schools should expect to get next year. Officials say these budgets represent a shift in priorities. Some highly touted schools with mostly middle-class students are losing staff positions, despite having stable enrollments. CPS CEO Pedro Martinez says these schools had extras or small class sizes.
Our goal has always been the same, which is to prioritize our neighborhood schools who never had the resources they had to meet the needs of their children, but at the same time protect our strong schools. It's a difficult balance.
Yet, a WBEZ analysis shows there are still a number of high-poverty neighborhood schools whose enrollment losses were so significant that they lost positions, despite the new funding formula. Chicago Fashion Week is relaunching this fall. There hasn't been a city-backed Fashion Week in Chicago in more than a decade. It will take place this fall from October 9th to 20th. Co-founder Maggie Gillette says so far they know there will be an opening night runway show and an outdoor fashion show on Fulton Street.
While there will be some very high-end events, like the Costume Council's 50th anniversary gala, many of the events will be low-priced tickets or even free events to allow everyone to enjoy the week.
The week aims to highlight all types of garments, from ready-to-wear to custom couture to streetwear. Some other things you should know today. President Joe Biden will be formally nominated as the Democratic presidential nominee through a virtual roll call ahead of the party's official convention in Chicago in August. The maneuver will allow Biden to appear on the ballot in Ohio this November. This is because the Democratic National Convention, where the president would otherwise be formally nominated, comes after Ohio's ballot deadline of August 7th. The party's convention is scheduled for August 19th through the 22nd. Ohio lawmakers have moved the deadline in the past for candidates of both parties, although they have not done so yet for Biden this year. The Chicago Treasurer's Office is launching a new award aimed at lifting up small businesses in the city. Winners of the Chicago Star Award will get access to marketing resources and educational workshops. Nominations from the public are open until early September on the City Treasurer's website. Today's weather, we'll have a cloudy morning but sunny skies in the afternoon and a high of 63 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting sunny skies and for the weather to reach the mid-60s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.